The research by Christ University and Mr. Zembe titled Developing a Democratic Constitutional Framework Through a People-Driven Constitution-Making Process for Zimbabwe also indicates that Zimbabweans do not want the constitution revision process to be funded by foreign donors. The research was conducted between December 2011 and December this year and sampled 1,120 people and 67 institutions from all provinces in the country. Asked about who should lead the constitution-making process, 85% of respondents said the constitution must come from the people and not political parties, government or parliament. Beyond that, 17% of respondents said an independent and non-partisan body should lead, while 15% said the draft must be created by a non-partisan civil society organization.
If you use all the phenomena, six of them, as the checking list or the checklist, you will find that the constitution-making process, the COPAC, will score 0%. It will score 0%. Therefore, it was bound to fail to produce a people-driven constitution because it is GPA-driven.
Zimbabwe Democracy Institute Director Petsai Ruanya says the research findings are not surprising.
The findings of this research depict or is an expose of what is happening currently in Zimbabwe.
On the question of who should pay for the constitutional development process, 74% of respondents said Zimbabwe must fund its own constitution. Here again is Uriah Izembe, who is also a former member of the National Constitutional Assembly, a board long opposed to a party-driven constitution-making process.
Here again is the dismissal of anyone who would say Zimbabweans are broke, they can't fund their own constitution-making process. This is a very rich country with rich people, highly educated, professional, and so on. So the thing is, there is capacity. We have diamond, we have gold, we have got all the resources. We have copper, we have platinum, we have coal. The list is endless.
So far, donors have provided most of the $50 million that have been used in the constitution-making process. Ruanya said he believes there's nothing wrong with the donor assistance, but believes a new constitution must be funded internally.
It must not be funded by donors. Not that donor funding is wrong. There's nothing wrong to be funded by donors. We see donors doing a great work in the humanitarian sector. But surely an important document such as the constitution must be funded by the government, by the money, by the taxpayers' money, by the money of Zimbabweans. And I think it is a critical finding.
Mr. Zembe says the research which was informed by the COPAC process shows the important elements of a democratic people driven constitution-making process. The three parties in the unit government who are in charge of the current drafting process through COPAC have argued the process is people-driven because their parties represent the people in parliament. COPAC produced the draft charter in July, but because of sharp differences over issues such as devolution, dual citizenship, presidential powers, the National Prosecuting Authority and the Land Commission, the process has been taken over by the cabinet. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.